Good morning, and thank you for waiting. Welcome to the teleconference to a Pet Center Comercio y Participaciones SA, the PETS, for discussion of the results with reference to the second quarter of 2021. We have with us today Mr. Sergio Zimmerman, founder and CEO of Diogo Bassi, CFO and Director of Relations with Investors, and Matheus Nascimento, Senior Manager of Investor Management with New Business. We inform that this business is being recorded and that all of the participants will be only listening to the teleconference during the presentation of PETS. Afterwards, we will start the question and answer session when more instructions will be supplied. If any of you need any help during the call, please solicit help from an operator typing *0. This event is also being transmitted simultaneously via the internet through a webcast and as a video conference. It can be accessed at www.ri.pet.pets.br, where you will see the respective presentation. The replay of this event will be available right after it is closed. We remind you that all of the participation of the webcast can register via website any questions that they would like to send to PETS, which will be answered at the end of the conference by the RI area. Before continuing, I'd like to clarify that any declarations which may be made during this teleconference relative to the perspectives of business for PETS, projections, operational methods or financial methods are the opinions of the company as well as information based on currently available information to PETS. Any future, these are not guarantees and they involve risks and uncertainties and premises as they refer to future events and may therefore depend on circumstances which may or may not occur. Investors and analysts should understand that general conditions, sector conditions, and other factors, operational factors, can affect the results, the future results of PETS, and may lead to results that differ materially from those expressed in these messages. I'd like to pass this along now to Mr. Sergio Zimmerman, CEO of the company, who initiate the presentation. Sergio, please go ahead. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for your time. We also report the quarterly earnings. This quarter was very special. We have the privilege of having on the cover of our presentation, Chico, my colleague, CEO of the Conselho Tired of Being a Cat. The campaign was ended at the end of June. And so the brand Conselho de Quer Gato is officially, we become part of our ecosystem. And Chico, my colleague, as its CEO. Shall we continue? Next slide, please. These are the principal topics that we wanted to discuss in the second quarter of 21. The second quarter was marked by the entrance into the last geographic region which we lacked in Brazil, which is the northern region. We entered in two capitals, Tocantins in Palmas, the capital of Tocantins, and Manaus, capital of Amazonas, therefore in the states of Tocantins and in Amazonas. Now we are present in 18 states with 143 stores. This quarter was also marked by the opening of 7 new stores, totaling over the last 12 months a record of 35 new store openings. Again, we're breaking a new record. And as you can see on the map of Brazil, we are already in most of the national area, and we continue with the idea of covering the entire country in the next few years. As far as our expansion plans for 2021, we're very confident in the sense that we will deliver our promise to the market, which was between 30 and 40 stores, so we'll come out in line with our deliveries this year. As far as the SERES Veterinary Center, in the month of July, we opened 2 new hospitals,
one in Fortaleza and one in the central region of São Paulo, in Santa Cecilia neighborhood. So now we have 12 hospitals in 9 different states, which shows the consistent route for growth that we have been following of transforming SETI's into a national brand in terms of veterinary hospitals. Here are the highlights of our numbers. Gross sales, record gross sales of $598 million in the second quarter. Growth of 57% compared to second quarter of last year. Remembering that differently from other sectors, our business had already grown a great deal in the second quarter of 20. So here we're growing 57% on a base, which is on an already solid base of comparison. And we've also had the challenges of the second wave of COVID in this half of the year. So it was very strong growth. It was the fourth consecutive quarter in which we reported growth in sales above 50% compared to the same quarter of the previous year. Another new thing is that in the last 12 months, we reached $2 billion in sales, in 12 months sales. This is a never before done in the pets market in Brazil. We also want to point out that the digital services reached 180 million in sales with a growth of 57% compared to the previous year. Always pointing out that the previous year was in the middle of the pandemic. We had exploded, our digital has already exploded, and so we had this another 57 growth on that base, on that already high base. The SETI's brands grew 50% in relation to 2020. The SETI's brand also grew 50%. So here's some important highlights. For the first time in the history, we reached a 30% penetration in digital, especially 30.3%, which is an extremely significant level. It means that almost one third of our sales are happening on the digital platform. And if I had to give a name to this quarter, I would call it a quarter of the records, because you're going to see during the presentation, we have reached various records. Here, one more, 86% of use of omnichannel sales. We had already reported a record of 80%. Now, once again, we break that record. It was already high, was already a benchmark in the Brazilian market, was already one of the highest in the world, and evidently continues with all of this, of these qualities and characteristics. 86% omnichannel sales. Remembering that that means that of every 100 reais sold on our digital platforms, 86% are expedited through one of our 143 stores, which may be in the store pickup or ship from store when we deliver in the house of the client. Another important data is that 60% of our sales happen through our app. This is a growth that is almost 180% compared to the previous year, showing that the app has been growing absolutely in line, absolutely sustainable and in line with the rest. Also interesting is the program, the My Offers program. What is that program? These are programs that are completely personalized, offers that are that the artificial intelligence understood what would be the profile of your purchase, and based on that, puts offers that make sense for you. And in this quarter, we more than quadrupled the volume of clients attended by My Offers. We have still lots of space to grow, but we're very happy to perceive clearly that we found a route that is echoing very positively in the mind of our consumers. Another data shows consistency of our deliveries, the fact that 96% of all of our deliveries in the ship from store mode, where the delivery is made from a store, happened within one day. which is a very high level of service for digital sales. Continuing here, we can see that part of a very relevant part which has excited all of us here in PETS and of our partners in our ecosystem is the building which we're starting to see with the foundations that we have been talking about in previous months. I always reported here that we respected the clients' investors' money, and we're not going to make announcements just to make announcements. We were not in a hurry to make announcements just to show to the market that we're making acquisitions. We wanted to do it in a very selective way. And these first two acquisitions, which we have formed to the market, are very emblematic in the sense that they show how selective we are being. Starting with these, Conseil de Sergato, Tired of Being a Cat, the reference in the platform, the digital platform of content, products, exclusive products for cats. And we also concluded this transaction now at the end of July. And we're very, very happy to be able to count with Chico as the curator of all of the feline area of the PETS group. And the most recent acquisition, which we mentioned a few days ago, which was the signing with ZDog. This transaction should be concluded by the end of this year. Remembering that ZDog is the most disruptive PETS platform in the world. Remembering that there's a lot of competencies that this acquisition brings to our ecosystem. The internationalization of the brand, the entrance in the world of manufacturing of natural products. We're very, very happy and excited about to be able to work together with the work that these folks have done in the market, that ZDog has done in the market. Here we show how we're going to consolidate this ecosystem and how we are becoming closer to the vision that we've built, which will be to be recognized worldwide as the best ecosystem in the PETS system by 2025. Through this type of acquisition and this type of mindset, that we believe that we'll be able to reach this objective in 2025. Here is a little bit more the panorama of how these acquisitions of Conseil de Sergato has been completed, as well as ZDog will be finished in the next few months, but it situates within our ecosystem. In terms of exclusive products, the ZDog and PETS brands and Conseil de Sergato bring a lot more volume to our exclusive brands. In the physical channel, ZDog also grows. In the digital channel, you also have beyond the ZDog, also ZNow, which is an important express delivery system with the absolutely high level of satisfaction of the clients. And we're certain that together, we will make this platform become much larger, much, much larger still. And then here start our small businesses, such as the franchise through the ZDog franchises, as well as the part of services with aesthetics, veterinary, and adoption under the Ceres and Adoce PETS, respectively, and the part of content, which is a concern of our ecosystem being strongly reinforced through this type of acquisition, which we have been making. Remembering here that we are continuing, we're not at the end, we're still at the beginning, we're prospecting in the market, and every time that we find something that makes sense to bring together new situations to complete our ecosystem. Within the personnel area and ESG, people in ESG, the second quarter was marked by a very pleasant event. We had the honor to participate in the group that founded the project Mover for racial equality. More than 45 companies in their majority, the principal industries in Brazil. It's a movement which is done starting by the CEOs of these companies. And we're very, very happy to participate in this founding group, Mover. And here we also have the commitment in the next few years through 2013 to have new positions for friends in positions of leadership and training for more than all of the people involved in this project are very energized by this and expecting the adhesion of more and more people so that this movement can grow more and more each day. In the Adopt Pets partnership, the partnership with Dr. Moll, we reached the incredible, a million, it's the sale of calendars, books, and of photo albums. And this gave us more than 1 million units sold with at a value which is extremely important so that we strengthen our NGOs, our partner NGOs, so that more and more they can have resources, financial resources, as well as working on the capacitation and training of these NGOs so that their work to find a home for the abandoned pets continues in a more and more professional way, which is very important. Another important new thing in this half of the team was a new member of our board, Ilau Machado, who is the current CEO of Notre Dame, CEO Notre Dame Intermédica Group. He's adding a great deal to the SERIS brands, to our projects, which we have in our SERIS brand, as well as ESG. And people, which are his three central competencies, which Ilau brings to our board. He's already part of our boards, and he's already been a part of our board, and we're very important to have him on our board. And finally, a surprise, a very positive surprise for us, when we, in the market, we hired Mateus as senior manager for investor relations, and we had the objective of being among the best companies in relation with investors in the market. And in the first ranking that came out of II, we were ranked, we had the very pleasant surprise of seeing that in the category of small caps, which is the category for companies with market caps above $12 million, we came in first place in every category, in almost every category, but especially we point out that we were among as the best platform for IR in this category. And when we think about all retailing, not just in the small caps, here we also had a very wonderful surprise of becoming in second place in general in the majority of these categories. So the second place was our start. For a new company was very, very was a great pleasure, and I want to take advantage to thank you for the votes of every investor who has supported and worked with us on this and shared with us in this journey, in this work. Next. Now I'm going to pass it over to Diogo Bassi, our CFO, to talk about the numbers, and after that I'll be back to talk about the questions and answers. Thank you very much. Thank you, Sergio. It's a great satisfaction to present our results for the second quarter of 21, a period of solid development, solid growth, and acceleration of our growth in EBITDA and gross sales, and also relevant sales above 50% in sales, gross margins, EBITDA, and net profit. In the context of the pandemic, we did better than in the last semester and our chronogram during the last few months. However, we know that the scenario is still one of great caution. I want to mention that in our presentation, we're compared to the IFRS 17. So we don't talk about IFRS 16, because it does not well represent our business. In terms of top line on page 12, I want to look at the second quarter of 21. We reached 598 million of total revenue with strong growth of 57% and growth in same-store sales of 36.6%. In the second quarter of 21, it shows the fourth straight quarter in which we've had more than 50% growth in sales and more than 30% of growth in same-store sales. Our gross revenue in digital with growth of 86% in relation to the previous year, even with a solid base of comparison as the full quarter of the pandemic in the first quarter of 21. In the quarter, we overcame the total of 33% over versus one which was the previous record. Our omni-channel index reached 85% in 86% in the quarter, a new record compared to 85.4% in the first quarter, which was the previous record. On the next page, on page 13, we're going to talk about profitability. Our gross margin was growth of 40% in relation to the previous quarter, with a growth in margin due to the growth of digital sales. The adjusted EBITDA reached 56.2 million reais with a margin of 9.4%, also an important growth with a retraction of margins of half a percentage point, also due to the increase of a participation in digital. And it's also important to mention, as we have said repeatedly, our CAC is at a very attractive level, which has helped us to invest in the capture of new clients due to margin. And then the net profit was 21.6 million, an evolution of 109% compared to the previous year, with a 3.6% effective margin of gross sales, a growth of 11.4% compared to the previous year, as well as being benefit to the operation was also captured by the IPO, which generated better results than in the previous year. On the next page, 14, we have a slide of portfolio stores. As Sérgio mentioned, we're present in all five areas of the state, with two stores in the north, in Palmas and Manaus. We opened seven stores in these areas. With that, we have a record of inaugurations of new stores in the recent months, and which reinforces our plan of expansion, our execution of expansion plan. During the pandemic, up until now, with the licenses and construction of the new stores, we will comply with our plan, with our goal of 35 to 40 stores for the year. We still have the second half ahead of us. In terms of number of stores, we compared with a new portfolio with 54% with less than 3 years in operation, meaning that 25% have less than 1 year. So these stores have not yet reached their potential for sales. And finally, we continue to diversify geographically with satisfactory returns in the new regions. In this way, we evolved from 36% in the second quarter to 40% the stores outside of São Paulo in the second quarter of 21. And I would like to report here and say that our backlog of new stores is principally in the state of São Paulo. On page 15, in relation to sales, we reached 57% growth. As Sérgio mentioned, the fourth straight quarter with growth above 50% in relation to the previous quarter. Our sales was the result of the strong growth of our digital sales, which grew by 85%, allied with the strong performance in physical stores, which grew 46% in the quarter as well. It's also worth mentioning that the base for the second quarter of 20 was already strong in digital and lower in physical stores due to it was the first full quarter of the pandemic. The expressive fall in our sales, with all the structure in the pet in the pet in the digitalization, which we have already had in our release and mentioned in the release, the expansion of stores and our base of clients, and the repass of prices to the client, which has through the IPCA, due to the inflation pressure that we have suffered, and also the performance of services, which in this case we had a benefit due to aesthetics services, which was still lower than the levels pre-pandemic. We had a very low base of comparison last year when it was closed for a relevant part of the second quarter. However, we also want to point out the performance of our veterinary stores, which has grown in the second quarter. Especially in the veterinary area, we'd like to show to point out the growth of above 50% pushed by the maturation of our hospitals and clinics, and also the opening of new units. This is a care that we have with the owners of with their pets, which contributes to our new units and also to the older units as well. We want to mention the robust growth of same-store sales. We have 26.6, and the fourth straight quarter to present same-store sales above 30% in relation to the previous quarter. On page 16, we can take a look here at the digital numbers. Our digital sales reached 141 million in sales, the first time we ever reached above 30%, and an increase over the previous record in the first quarter of 21. It reached 85% above a strong base in the pandemic and has been increased due to our multi-channel platform. We point out here the high level of services that we offer to our clients, with 96% of our deliveries and ship from stores within one day, and 84% of all of our deliveries, including shipping and store pickup and DC and CD deliveries in one day, and more than half of the express deliveries in 1 hour. We also point out the participation of omnichannel, which is 86% compared to 84% in the first period of the previous quarter. In the digital world, as Sergio mentioned, which represents 60% of our digital sales, we present a growth of we continue to lead downloads and apps. With the conclusion of the Z Dog operation, we hope to grow the digital platform even more, and also the app and the express delivery mode. And finally, our offerings, which Sergio, through using our AI, we may have made available in our app in a proprietary way, the activation of almost four times since the beginning of the year. It's very important, especially in an inflationary scenario. It improves our prices to the consumer, but it develops more our omni-channel usage and also increases our conversion. On 17, looking at our profitability, we have gross margins compared to the overall growth, and a growth of 54.6% with a retraction of margin of 0.1%, and an increase of penetration in the digital of 5 percentage points. This retraction, due to the expressive growth in the digital growth, which is profitable but which has lower margins than the physical, is a reflex of a better participation of products as compared to services. Services have margins inferior to products. Remembering that last year we also closed our aesthetic centers during a large part of the period. And finally, we also have, it's worth mentioning, the impact of growth in our non-food sales, which has food has margins close to but lower than food. And though the inflationary scenario, we have said this since the first quarter with the economy in general, and we have impact on margins, especially due to the deconnection between our prices, a channel in which we have a comparison which is imperfect. So it's worth mentioning that in comparison with the first quarter, we still were practically flat in margin, even with a higher participation of digital and the acceleration of inflation. With the adjusted EBITDA reached 56 million, with a margin of 9.4%. This slight retraction represented a 0.5% in relation to the previous sector, when the margin was impacted due to inflation and penetration of digital sales, which beyond pushing our gross margin also lowers the expenses with sales were pressed by 0.8%, especially due to the cost of acquisition of clients, expenses, price, cost with freight and packaging, which was impacted by inflation. These things grow by the increased participation in digital sales. We also have increase of expenses with transportation due to the expansion of our stores into which will be more easily diluted as we continue to grow in the North and Northeast. 0.7%, which reflecting better operational leverage in line with what we've observed during recent years. This dilution more than compensates the proactive and initiatives which we have had with technology, Seres, and new business for the pet solution beyond our as a company that's now listed in the stock market. Finally, our finance situation. The majority refers to new stores, but the concentration of these investments will be in the biggest part in the second part of 2021, as happened last year. It's also mentioned that investment in stores are also digital investments since most of our digital channels are omni-channel. Additionally, investments in digital technology with a focus on user experience, interface analytics, data analytics, and services to improve and cross-selling of segments and products, and finally, to generate productivity for the company. In relation to leverage, we continue with a level of leverage which is quite low, 0.5% in relation to EBITDA, which leaves us comfortable to continue our expansion. With that, we're gonna pass it back over for the session of questions and answers.
Thank you.
We will now initiate our section of questions and answers. To make a question, please digit asterisk one, and to remove your question, asterisk two. Thank you. Our first question comes from Ruben Couto from Santander via webcast.
Good morning, folks. Two questions on our side. Can you comment on a little bit about the dynamic of profitability for the second half of this year? Should we expect the same combination of pressure on gross margins compensated by dilution of ESG and A, and inflationary effects which we have felt since the beginning of the year have already just already show any sign of cooling off? Due to the comments in the release, the two store closings in the quarter were the effects of optimization of the portfolio and not necessarily the competitive environment. Please comment on how is the competition with the other big players specialized in the sector, both in the physical world as well as online. We already see a relevant change in posture of Petlove and Cobasi in the last month since the last rounds of investments and acquisition that were done.
Ruben, thank you for your question. I'm gonna answer the second part. In the first part, I'm gonna pass it back over to Diogo to answer. Starting with the second part, we want to comment about the closing of two stores which happened in this quarter. The first one of them is in Rio de Janeiro, was the fruit of a change of one of our partners there in the supermarket chains, who repositioned them as the format of the store and invited us to relocate our store in another unit nearby. The clients from that store are being attended by our unit on Avenida das Américas. I don't see any type of significant loss in sales with the closing of that store. In the next few months, we will have the new unit installed and operating in a better situation than the previous store. Second store, which happened in Granja Viana, this was an absolutely planned closing we had here in Graziana is the 10th store which we opened. It was an experience of a four-story store. It was the only store like that we had in our entire park which had this characteristic of four stores. And this wound up showed itself to not be functional, and it didn't bring the experience that we wanted for our consumers. So we built a next door to it, a store. We brought that to the Pets standard. Just to give you an idea, the new store has already selling 50% more than the previous store sold. So we're very comfortable. We closed that second store very comfortably in both cases. In the scenario of competition, which you mentioned, we see this in a macro way, that 50% of the market is in the small pet shops, in the hands of small pet shops. In the next 10 years, we estimate that would tend towards closer to 25%, which is the level there, for instance, you see in England, which is the second largest market with participation of small pet shops. If I say that it's going to go down by 25%, what is the pets platform expect? If the ecosystem with the most capacity to pick up these additional percentage points of market, which absolutely does not mean that other companies who are doing a good job will also grow. So here we can cite the case of Kobasi, Pets Love, as companies which are doing good jobs, professionalizing their organization, improving their operations, but they're competitors that we admire greatly, and which the only thing that we plan to continue to do is to pick up a bigger part of the market than they do. However, that they will also grow and continue to grow in the coming years, we believe in that. So, which means that we'll have more sustainability in this growth, is the way in which we are building our ecosystem. Here it's worth mentioning that the ecosystem for us is not just plug in companies into a platform, into the digital platform, and say that we have an ecosystem. It's fundamentally to say to the consumer that we are responsible for what happens within this ecosystem, and not say that we are just an intermediation platform. This is the biggest difference between us and the work that we're doing in our ecosystem. Now, talking about the first part of the question, I'll pass it back over to Diogo. As far as the dynamic of the second semester, in terms of margin, we expect the digital to occupy a relevant part. And we have a concentration in the number of our stores, which helps us to have better margins, whether it be by opening stores or because the new stores, especially in the newest cities, sell more in food, but due to the effect of newness. When we look at the other lines of products, which we have been doing over all of our history since 2013, which is constantly diluting these expenses and the selling expenses, we have the effect of opening a great number of stores. So we have pressure on that. That continues to pressure us in that area. And so even though we expect the scenario of a cooling of inflation, it has an effect on the IGPM. We have a reduction, but you start to add new stores with these readjustments. So in general, we expect inflation to be to head down in terms of IPCA and IGPM in general. And this effect of the IGPM has an important component, which is a little different. However, we continue to expect to deliver a great deal of profitability. Our next question comes from Joseph Giordano from JP Morgan. Please go ahead. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Sergio. Congratulations on your results. I wanted to explore two points here. Sergio, you spoke a little bit about the competition. How do you see the growth and the maturity of these stores and places where you're coming in, if they have reached the expectations. When we look at e-commerce, we see a moment of penetration. I don't know if you can open for us, how is the grade of this penetration to understand new cities, new markets, mature markets, etc. Is understand that these mature markets could have a much higher margins. And how does how do you think about with this acquisition of Zdog, how do you think about M&A? How should we think about in this growth going forward? Thank you for your questions. There's at least three different questions here. Let's go here. This the new stores, especially new stores in new cities, has consistently surprised us positively. We are entering a dynamic which is very interesting, which is that in the first moment, the digital sales becomes the background for the entrance of the physical store, and then the physical store supporting the digital. So it's very, very interesting dynamic. We are going to cities that are more and farther and farther away, such as Manaus or Tocantins, and we perceive that the store arrives already with a brand well established, an expected brand which eliminates the need for any type of marketing in the region, because the mouth-to-mouth has been incredible in those regions, especially due to the work that digital precedes the installation of the physical store. And once it's installed, the physical store is installed, the level of services in the digital changes absolutely disruptive way. The freight costs practically disappears. The level of services, which took 10-15 business days to deliver, happens in 2 hours. So this abrupt change in the level of services combined with the disappearance of the costs of freight has made the digital sales in those new areas in which we enter, the new cities which we enter, becomes very, very, very solid in comparison with all the rest of the market. So the conclusion, new cities, new stores, we're very, very, we're consistently reaching what we expect, and overcoming, in fact, overcoming what we expected. Just with the growth of the digital sales, growing in a homogeneous way, evidently when we go to these new cities, the growth is disproportional, because normally when you go into a city in which we have not yet had a physical store, as I mentioned, the level of service is poor, as bad as the rest of the market, whether in relation to our competitors, in relation to our big marketplaces, which also have great difficulties in attending those regions with a good level of service. However, when we install our store, this disruption that we bring in that indicator means that there's an explosion of these digital sales. So I would point out that in the growth of our digital sales, but when we look at this in general, you can see growth in large cities, growth a little more timid in the interior of São Paulo, which are characteristics of different types of treatment. But on every front, we've had good growth. In every area, we've had good growth in the growth of our digital sales. Finally, in terms of M&A, these two acquisitions, as we mentioned, reveal a little bit of how is our mindset for the type of acquisition which we plan to do. We picked up companies which are absolutely references in what they're trying to do. And so Zdog opens up the avenues of expansion for the entire world for us. Now we no longer just think about Brazil, but we can now think about the world. New acquisitions will always follow this logic. What can we add in terms of value to our tutors, for our consumers, and eventually acquisition, which we call more of the same, We may be picking up more a specific store, a local network, or even a larger chain, but always with the concept which has been working in our competencies and adding new, more volume. Not the type of, it's the type of M&A that we can consider it could happen. However, when we think about closing this ecosystem and making the absolute ecosystem complete, the characteristic of acquisitions that we're looking at is in the style of Conseil de Sergato and Zdog. And I'm going to pass it over to Diogo if he has anything he'd like to add. When we think about the ecosystem, I think, as Sergio mentioned, we're talking about complementariness of these acquisitions. It's to give a lot of autonomy to these entrepreneurs, and at the same time, try to leverage the maximum amount of synergies that we can extract from these combinations. Beyond what we've done, we continue to look at the exclusive products, private labels, differential services, technology to offer to our clients. And we have been very active. This work began more quickly, more importantly, at the beginning of the year. And we hope in the future to have more points to add to our ecosystem. Our next question comes from Bob Ford via webcast from Bank of America. Congratulations for the quarter. I was impressed with the operational leverage following the G&A expenses. Can you discuss the increases of this increase and the biggest contributors for operational leverage? And how should we think about operational leverage going forward? Morning, Bob. Thank you for your question. I'm going to let Diogo answer that one. Thank you, Bob. Morning. Asking Ruben, here the growth of this revenue helps to deliver, especially the costs of G&A. Fixed and semi-fixed costs. It's an environment we're more cautious in contracting recurring expenses, but always having the care to preserve the long-term goals and the sales expenses. We have a dilution, not a dilution, but a lack of pressure, as we expected with since these openings are small in the first half. We had 5 in the first quarter and 7 in the second quarter, and we expect to open up to 40. So we'll have a higher pressure on selling expenses in the second half of the year. And looking at the next year's selling expenses will continue as we increase our park of stores, but G&A will continue to evolve favorably. One more question coming from the webcast from Bob Ford from Bank of America. How should we think about the costs of acquisition of clients since as you migrate your people to the app? Do you take advantage of your CRM? And how should we think about the functionality of this app as you continue to improve the interface? Bob, thank you for this question as well. Look, our cost of acquisition of clients naturally has this influence of the increase of sales by aplicativo, as well as the influence of the expansion of the physical stores. Our physical stores, we always affirm that investing in physical stores is investing in omnichannel usage, with a CAC, a cost of acquisition of clients, which is the capture of new clients, a lot of which transform into omnichannel clients as well. So even though we have these two positive events, we still continue in a very strong competitive environment due to the dispute for new clients and the need for us to be firm disputing this market with our social networks, with the other platforms. So what we see in general is that between factors that pressure our costs and the competition, and factors that reduce costs, such as the opening of new stores and the increase of sales via app, we see a certain amount of neutrality in our cost of acquisition. So as I mentioned, there are factors in favor of and against. As far as the functionalities, we see an evolution, a continuous evolution of how to make the app more and more with less attrition, simpler, easier. I see the evolution that was done in the subscription. One click you sign, one click you cancel your subscription, and other functions, which over time we will incorporate. We're already in a pilot phase of an app for Seres, which will also be very disruptive in the area of health. And so for us, people are our personnel is our fundamental, and technology is fundamental. These two things permeate the entire organization and are the backbone to sustain the type of growth that we have. So a commitment that we have with our tutors, with our owners, is to frequently, daily, be looking for the question of the usability of the app, of the site, and other situations of navigation of physical stores, such as self-checkout, dealing more and more with generating an experience which is more and more pleasurable for our users. And complementing this, Bob, it'd be difficult to talk about the reduction of the CAC, of the cost of acquisition, with the increase of competition, more aggressive competition. It's important to mention something that we're talking about in the ecosystem. For we have 600,000 followers, basically growing by organic media, differential products, Zee.Dog, etc. With Brazil media reaching this mark, which helps us to optimize the cost of acquisition. It's a big case of backstore. With all the sales, it brings a public which is very captive public and very faithful client to our public, to our stores, to our ecosystem. I would like to remind you that to make any questions, all you have to do is type asterisk one. We will now close at this point in time the session of questions and answers. I would like to pass the word back over to Sergio for his final thoughts. Sergio, please go ahead. Okay, I would like to thank you all, each one of you who has had the patience to listen to our almost an hour, spend almost an hour with us today, and mention that we are completing almost 1 year as a publicly held company. We're very, very happy with the first year of as a publicly held company, with the interaction with investors. We have tried to have a very transparent and open dialogue with you all, placing exactly the points that we believe in, addressing the principal questions. And as I mentioned along the presentation, having this recognition in the ranking of investors, institutional investors, which strengthens us that we're on the right route in terms of our relationships with the market. Once again, my thank you, and reminding you too that in reinforcing the fact that in the next quarters will be filled filled with new avenues. A new world is opening to us, starting from the moment that we announced the acquisition of Zdog, because here I emphasize that it's a platform with a presence in 55 countries, which all by itself gives us the interesting challenges to be able to think about expansion and also in cross-selling between the companies which are being acquired. I would say with a great deal of comfort that to you that we have the next quarters, the next years filled with new challenges and new things, which will be important and be challenging, and which certainly will always create the same objective, adding value for our tutors so that the mothers and fathers of our pets can be better and better attended by a platform which delivers all of the services and products that that pet needs. Thank you very much and have a great day. Thank you. The video conference of pets is closed. Thank you for all of you for participation and have a great day. Thank you from the part of Chorus Call.